Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. What an amazing time to be alive. Scott Adams is self-canceling, and I didn't understand, because I hate the guy when he's holding multiple streams of apologies at the same time. I really don't like this. I prefer someone who goes on principle and who doesn't care about looking good. But, you know, Scott Adams has his own way of self-canceling, and it's still beautiful. I just woke up, so I basically have tears in my eyes from just awakening and having the lights flashing in my face. It's amazing, Scott Adams, how he walks back, he kind of changes in discourse, but in this stumbling that he does, he makes a point advance, and that is so beautiful to see, because I think that the issue of the vaccine, we covered it. That was his first, I would say, first act. Of course, it's not how he characterizes it, but to me, it was the first thing that brought my attention. And then the second act, to me, is this decision that he made to open up free speech on the question of race. And he decided to go at it from the perspective of, hey, according to these surveys, we have to believe that blacks are not okay for people to be white. So it all goes around this overreach that the ADL and other people like this back in the days had, you know, they had pursued the it's okay to be white statement as an extremist statement, which is hilarious, which we contested this back in the days, and we told them, you know, you're being stupid here, because if you can't say something as simple as it's okay to be white, then you are calling for overt anti-white racism, and it's going to come to bite you back in the ass. But that's what's happening. He's putting it back to them, and he's saying, hey, I don't want to be exposed to hate, so here's a group that hates me. Shouldn't I want to subtract myself from the hate? That is the logic of Scott Adams, and it makes total sense. Now, he's currently forcing the leftist media to make the case that you should willfully remain in an abusive situation. That is, if you are among a bunch of black people who hate you, you should stay there and endure the abuse. You deserve it. So I love where he's taking them. And you have to think that he's an absolute genius to be putting this kind of gymnastic performance in a very intentional and voluntary manner. In fact, I will argue that I believe we have evidence from his Twitter account that he is headed toward even more after the vaccine, after the race question. It seems that he's going full 1-2-3 self-immolation, and the next act will be the most delightful, I believe. Silver Spider says, JF, to be fair, only 1,000 people were surveyed, so the left can claim that the survey does not represent everyone unless it's a survey that takes their side. Well, 1,000 is pretty standard for small survey questions. Anyways, you don't even need that survey to know that it's okay to be white is a hate slogan on the ADL website. So it's not like this comes out of nowhere. It is the standard in leftist culture. Saying it's okay to be white makes you an extremist. But that's the whole point. That is why it's so interesting that Scott Adams is taking on this fight. We will review the evidence that I'm talking about, but before we can look at various news, various smaller news before we get to the main subject. End of the line, Joel says, Scott Adams is full of contradictions and self-delusions. He knows that he is right-wing despite his efforts to position himself publicly as left-wing. He uses tricky phrases when describing his political position, so that it gives him wiggle room to redefine these positions at a later date. Absolutely. And I've been consulting his cartoon, and it's pretty much like this too. It's very annoying for someone like me who likes precise communication on the public space. But I think that he can perhaps reach a normie audience with talking points that probably they wouldn't be interested at hearing from someone like me, because I'm just too in your face. This guy is the total opposite of in your face. End of the line, Joel says, I really think that Adams is a very lonely man after his recent relationship troubles. He craves attention now, even negative attention. Well, the thing is, yes, it's probably related to the fact that when you have a wife and you haven't met that wife, like I met Mama JF, you know, on the internet, and she knew who I was publicly. But if you have a wife that comes from normie world, she tends to dilute you back toward normocentric, non-provocative behavior. When you don't have a wife anymore, you can go fully free and the way you would be without social taboos and without oppression. But that, to me, is not seeking attention. It's seeking attention, but with a creative goal to it. There is a goal to what Scott Adams is doing here. He's trying to say to the left, hey, do you really think you can keep going hating the people you want to live with? Hating the people you want to pay the taxes that pay for your social welfare? Do you really think they're going to let you intergenerationally increase and increase the hate forever against them and not fight back? That is a very good point to make to the left. We've been doing it before. But to see a man who was at the top of a he's doing some cartoon that gets published apparently in hundreds of newspaper, like very simple little jokes, you know, little joke, office jokes, safe for work jokes. But that are kind of, okay, they have maybe something right-wing about them. You know, some of them are critical of the bureaucracy. Some of them are critical of various leftist themes, but never in a fully assumed right-wing way. And so now he got canceled from all these newspapers. All right, if you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. If you want to see that button, make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. End of the line, Joel says he doesn't care about the comic strip being canceled. He has made millions a long time ago. Yeah, exactly. So this is what's beautiful. It's when you build something that is very powerful, that makes you very powerful, and then you burn it to the ground just to show there are things more important than this. There are things I'm willing to put on fire just to show you something else that I find is important. All right, so we have this case of a woman who's dying in under the care of the police, and she appears to be a white woman, and oh my God, she was mistreated so much more than any black person that has been featured in these videos recently and on the BLM protest. Look at this.
They want you gone. I'm talking. I understand.
So they say she has to go because the hospital determined that she wasn't in a stroke. And so keeps going. Now they say, okay, we're going to have to bring you to jail because you don't want to move. And she's like, I'm having a stroke and my ankle is hurt. I cannot even stand. So they try to pack her in the van. And
so we need you to help us. Look, stop. Okay, it's not working. Okay, just stop. You've been medical cleared, so we know better.
And somehow these guys, I mean, look at the woman. She's fat. She's very old. She's not going to bullshit you on something like this. And it's not because she didn't have a stroke an hour ago when she saw the doctor that she doesn't have a stroke now. The police is like, oh yeah, you won't get us with this lady. But she's genuinely struggling to breathe, struggling to stand, and struggling to speak.
Oh my god.
Walk.
Oh my god.
Get in the daggone.
Okay.
Oh my god. Jesus, Lord, Mary, goats. Now you're starting to piss me off. Get up.
This is all an act.
She has been discharged. Like, these guys don't understand. A doctor cannot know if you're going to get a stroke in 1 hour from now. So maybe she got discharged because she was okay an hour ago. But now she is suffering. She keeps repeating them. It goes for, there's 6 minutes of video. It's probably longer than the video itself. Eventually, she's on the ground.
You got yourself down. We stabbed you up like 10 fucking times.
Just stay on the other side of the river. Uniform's all nasty from her.
You want a cigarette?
No. Please stab me up.
When you get out to jail, you better not pull this stunt. Because they don't play around out there.
They're still calling it a stunt. Eventually, they put her in the police car.
Whoa! Okay. Okay. Now
shut up. You can set yourself up.
I'm gonna kill me. I can't breathe. I can't.
What's that?
Set me up.
You pulled yourself too.
Set me up.
They're laughing at her, yelling at her.
Oh my god.
Scoot back towards me.
You peed in my car?
I'm sorry, I ain't.
See, if she peed in the car, there's something neurological here. Unless she's been having troubles like this before, you have a sign that there's something neurological going on.
Okay. You got
it. You're fine back there, stop it.
Take me, stop it.
I ain't dealing with you today. You're fine.
Stop and pull me up. I can't breathe. Huh? Oh my god. Please help me.
Just lift yourself up.
See the slurred speech at the end? That is a neurological symptom.
Oh god.
This is the moment at which she may have had a little leak of a blood vessel that was slowly popping some blood in her brain. And that moment where she goes, that is the language part of her brain. Blood just penetrates your brain like a pudding. And she's dead. She's dead. After this noise that she makes, she's totally silent for like minutes. And eventually the police guy calls an ambulance and says, I don't know if she's still, if she's faking it, but she's not moving anymore. Now, I always want to show some understanding about the cops. You know, they are faced with calls and they're not doctors. But we should definitely train them to recognize those signs. Slurred speech is different. You know, resistance is different from rigidity due to incapacity. You need to be thinking, does she look like she want to flee from me? Does she look like she want to hurt me? Or does she look like she really just can't stand on her ankle and can't speak properly and can't breathe? The breathing is important. Of course, we're faced with the problem that at this point, after the George Floyd days, everyone is saying, I can't breathe. At some point, we are paying the price for the deceptive signaling that we've let develop. Because I'm pretty sure that 20 years ago, if someone tells you, I can't breathe, you probably have a 50% chance that there is a serious medical issue with them. Today, how many people will say, I can't breathe, that have zero medical issue? Archie Bunker sends a super chat. He says, call me this, call me colonizer, call me that, etc. I don't mind so long as I can talk about race, violence, and IQ. immigration and the situations in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Haiti. Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been asking for so many years. And we're starting to get to a point where we may be getting there with Twitter, Elon Musk. However, you know, Mark Collett got banned from Twitter based on purely political persecution in England. That is disgusting. So we're definitely not there. Oh my God. And what do we see here? Joshua Larson. It's been a while since we haven't seen this nickname. I'm sure he was among us for a long time. But it's been a long time that I haven't seen the words Joshua Larson. What a classic member of the audience. I remember from back in 2017 at least, Joshua Larson was among us. I'm sure he has been among us throughout the years under different nicknames, but it's good to see. It's good to say these words again. Joshua Larson. I remember he was sending super chats and I was enjoying it. Go Away says, JF, George Floyd couldn't breathe, but not because of the cops, but because of the fentanyl OD. The cops should have called an ambulance for him as this woman and same as this woman, and none of this BS would have happened. Yes, I think that, you know, the cops in the George Floyd case, I agree with your analysis. I think he basically made the error of pressing too much and too long. When if George Floyd had stopped moving and stopped resisting, he should have just stepped out. But it's a tough call also, you know, that's why I've never been a fan of persecuting Derek Chauvin and all these guys. It's you're really saying that the difference between a couple of minutes not being sure whether there's resistance or continuing the restraint, you're saying that is a murder? That is a lot for me to take in. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, I think the Collett banning was at the request of the UK government. Well, exactly. But what do we do with this? I mean, it's basically the mainstream politician kicking out their competition and journalists that they don't like. That is what it is at this point. What is Mark Collett? He's a man who's calling for an alternative view to the mainstream politics view, and he gets the mainstream politician to kick him. That doesn't make sense. Ali Mayer sends $5. Thank you so much. He says, JF, did you see your queen of R&B, Julie Black, change the words to your national anthem at the NBA All-Star? My queen? In what sense exactly? Okay, so she's Canadian, is that? So because she's Canadian, like, you're telling me that she is my queen of R&B? She changed the words to the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game last week. She said, our home on native land, instead of our home and native land. Where do you fall on the spectrum of North America being stolen / conquered land? Well, listen, I personally agree that North America has been taken to the natives, from the natives, okay? It has been dominated by what we could call European colonialism. That is correct. Now, when the left brings this, the problem is the left brings this not to say, oh, let's give, I'm going to change the saturation of the image a little bit here. The left brings this up for purposes of guilt, and that I disagree. Okay, we've taken America. What do we do with this? Is it the fault of the current people in America? And how do we divide America going forward? Because here's the thing. If we were talking about giving land to the natives, you would have for their sovereignty and complete independent existence from any form of European oppression, I'm in. I'm in for giving land. I'm in for I don't want to call them reservation. I think it's condescending to call them reservation. I want the Native Americans to have their own country if they want. I want them to do whatever they like with this world. And I want it to be a big chunk of North America. Now, the problem is when the left tries to cultivate the guilt of we live on stolen land, it is, oh, you have to pay back. And you have to pay back in what? European cash, social welfare, support, water for the communities. Fuck this shit. Listen, you also stole this land from other potential Native American who didn't came to be because you killed their potential ancestors. We all stole land from other human beings that could have been the human beings living on them. Evolution is all about the eradication of everything around you that could compete you, and eventually living in peace with what's left and what can live beside you. So that is what every animal does, and that is what the Native Americans, just like the Europeans, just like any humans, have done throughout their history. So bullshit that we owe you. If we owe you, you guys owe to the tribes that you eliminated to conquer this land. So yes, I am all in with the whole idea that we stole this land. That's true. That's a fact of history. But don't use this to cultivate intergenerational historical guilt that is basically race-based and left-serving. Priest of the Temple of Syrinx says, JF, peaceful voluntary segregation will never be allowed to happen. Well, that is the problem. The problem is that the people who control this world are extremely, they're federalist in their nature. They try to, because they have the political power that's at the largest level of government, they don't want a fragmentation. Joshua Larson was saying, great to see you as well. I pop in from time to time, Papa, but Odyssey gives me a lot of trouble, so hard to tune in. I've been here from the start and will be here till the end. Well, isn't that a loyal audience? So let's get to the next news. We have some basic news to look at before we continue on to the Scott Adams subject. This woman was bumping on this guy with this cart, and the guy was annoyed at her careless behavior. Apparently she's on the phone. She's just bumping on his ass. So he decided to take a cart. Ba-bam! Whoa. This woman was totally elsewhere. She was so much on the phone, she couldn't see a cart being lifted and thrown at her. A bam! WWE! What's up? Well, quite interesting interaction. Oh man, this guy. This is from 2021, but I had not seen this before, I think. And it's an example of a policeman who is way too tolerant. Like, a policeman who really doesn't want to shoot the guy, and the consequence is you're going to get shot.
Can I just see what you have? Okay, put it down on the ground.
Wait, y'all, wait! You're a rookie, you don't know, you're a rookie, go.
Okay, stay right there. Do not move, stay right there.
What?
Just stay over there.
Please, sir, please don't do that.
73, I gotta get out with a gun. I'm not doing anything. Look, I'm not doing... Don't shoot.
Don't.
I'm not.
I'm finna shoot your ass.
Don't shoot.
I'm finna shoot your bitch ass. Don't. Drop the gun.
I don't have it. Look, look,
look,
look, look. I don't have it.
Look,
I don't have it.
Shots fired, the guy has a gun over here, Isabella.
What the fuck? He's already doing a bizarre movement, reaching for his pocket. You still don't have your gun out. And then you're like, put it onto the ground. Well, now it's too late. Now if you reach for your gun, he's got an advantage on you. What the fuck is this policeman thinking? Holy shit. There's a new trend on Twitter, TikTok. There's a trend on TikTok. It is women who are dreaming of having babies, and they wake up and they realize they don't have babies. They are just students in some university or working at a restaurant. When my mom asked what was wrong, and I had to tell her, I dreamt I birthed and breastfed and bonded with a whole baby, then felt a visceral grief for 2 days because I missed it so much because my brain thought it was real. Holy shit. We have to tell women, make babies. You don't have much time in your life where you can do it well. And your brain is made for this. My brain is made for this. Everyone's brain is made for this. And if you don't have this, you're going to be feeling the lack of something and you're going to be extremely unhappy. Meanwhile, the lesbians are having issues dating because look at the matches lesbians get on dating apps. Zachary, Naomi, she, her, Anna, she, her, Claire, she, her, Mira, they, them. Oh my God. It's hard to be a lesbian these days because this formerly female space that lesbianism is has been conquered by the male, conquered by the biological male, and at this point they get recommendations that they did not expect when they signed up for lesbianism. Well, current society can't do anything about it. Look at these guys. These guys have decided to save a bunch of elk or whatever. The elks are stuck.
Go, go, go!
Look at them. They are lifting the elks one by one with the chainsaw.
Yeah, just the back legs will come out.
Wow. They ended up getting them out of trouble. Holy shit. Even Elon Musk is getting into the Scott Adams things, and that's where it's getting super interesting. In response to the Scott Adams cancellation, because at this point, Scott Adams is cartoon are being barred from any newspaper. He says that his kind of representative is now not... Reunion or whatever, a syndicate is now rejecting him. So basically, Scott Adams is getting fully canceled as he had planned and for his statements about black. So what were his statements first? His statements were, well, there's this poll. It says black people, more than 50% of them, think it's not okay to be white, or they think that the sentence, it's okay to be white, is bad. And so he said, that's a hate group. And he says, I don't want anything to have to do with them anymore. And that meant, in his words, that meant probably, you know, I don't want to be on team political activism for black people anymore. That's what he was disengaging from. He certainly is not rejecting the idea of talking to black people, because in fact he's been on the Hot Up Jesus podcast and I watched the whole interview. So definitely, and what he says in this interview, and it's bizarre. This is what happens when you have a bizarre brain. You come at very original phrasings. He says, "I'm not for discriminating against individuals," which is a very bizarre phrasing, because normally the very concept of discrimination requires a concept of group, right? You are discriminating against a certain feature that certainly more than one person has, or else it's not really discrimination. It's, well, not in the usual sense that it's used. The usual sense that it's used is you have an opinion on this whole feature and you're going to act in a certain way against it in a discriminatory manner, that thousands of people or millions of people may have that feature. But Scott Adams on the Hot Up Jesus interview basically makes a case for himself being a super leftist, has been historically involved in black, supporting black issues and helping the black community and BLM. But basically, he got frustrated within this world. And he goes to the point of affirming that he identified as black at some point. He wanted to be on the winning team, and he thought that blacks would be the winning team. Now, is some of this trolling? I don't know. It's very hard. Scott Adams is always at this border between, is he just a stupid guy with inconsistent beliefs and kind of confused about his own beliefs, or is he trying to pull something like 6D chess? There's two ways to interpret Scott Adams. It's either 1D chess or it's 6D chess, but nothing in between. But it's funny to hear him. And so I think he exaggerates too much the kneeling to the left. I think it's beautiful when you see a self-cancellation to see... to model behavior for the young males, you know? Because that's what it is. Ultimately, what do we have here? We have an old man with cancer who's basically deciding to be the one at the front line of the war, because he doesn't give a shit if he gets a spear in his heart. That is what it is. And the history of civilization, of war, is people risking their life, but very often people who have secured their genetic line, who have already had their marriage, who have already had their children, and they go, they are happy to die, basically, if it can help protect their family and their country that they've built. Speaker's Corner says, Scott Adams has cancer. I don't know if he has, like, diagnosed cancer, but, you know, certainly looking at him, the chances that he has no cancer is very low. Just from a look at him, I don't have personal insight into his health situation, but you just look at him, it yells cancer. So I think he goes way too much I was a good leftist, but you get to understand what led to his current state, which is he had frustrations because he says everything I was suggesting we do to actually improve the situation of black people, I was told we don't want to do this. And basically he ended up understanding that BLM and all these associations and groups, that they are all so incentivized at keeping the problem existent that they're not willing to take the solutions. Now, when you hear about the kind of solutions that he proposes, it's very interesting how centrist it is, because it's centrist, but always with a little tint of right-wing things that may annoy a hardcore leftist. Like he was for body cams on policemen. Well, the hardcore leftist would be kind of okay with body cam if it can help catch a policeman, but most of the time it will exonerate the policeman. And so they're kind of annoyed at participating at anything that is technology related with police. Now, he also believes in homeschooling. The leftists will take issue from a teachers' union perspective. The leftists will take issue because leftists believe in state monopoly. And ultimately, leftists understand that if any sort of private entity, whether it's a private school by choice or a homeschooling strategy, will end up maintaining the state of inequality, because the fact is there are bad parents. So if you, there are bad parents who are unable to make their kids better, just like the public schools are unable to make their kids better. So it's all a very right wing when you think about it, when you, but he's presenting them in a very leftist fashion, you know? So a very weird guy at the oscillation between the two sides of politics. So Scott Adams, the creator of the internationally syndicated Dilbert comic strip, unleashed a racist rant this week saying black people are a hate group. And Monitoring Bias was saying Adams was horrified that a poll of black people showed only half believe it's okay to be white. He called this hate and recommended white people live far away from blacks. Mainstream media verdict: Adams is racist, but not the 20 million black people who think it's not okay to be white. And Elon Musk is getting into it. He says the media is racist. For a very long time, US media was racist against non-white people. Now they're racist against whites and Asians. Same thing happened with elite colleges and high schools in America. Maybe they could try not being racist. Well, that is an interesting development. First, to have a clear statement by Elon Musk, because I think he's been there for a long time. But to have an explicit statement that says stop anti-white hate, that is interesting from Elon Musk. So Scott Adams was defending his statements today. He said, a lot of people are angry at me today, but I haven't yet heard anyone disagree. I make two main points. One, treat everyone as an individual, no discrimination. Two, avoid any group that doesn't respect you. Does anyone think that is bad advice? And you have to first grant it to him that the idea of avoiding people who hate you is absolutely fine. And it should be a good advice, and it shouldn't be something that triggers the left. But here's the thing that Scott Adams needs to be explained, if he's not trolling, if he truly doesn't understand what's wrong here. If you avoid a group, you are discriminating. See, you say no discrimination. No discrimination. Well, if you avoid a group, there are people in that group that may hate you, but there are people in that group that may not hate you. So if you avoid a group as a whole, you are depriving the people who didn't hate you from your presence around them. Now, the left believes that people are entitled to living among whites, that people are entitled to white neighborhoods, which is why they force by power of law diversity and, you know, dilution of segregated population and busing and all this stuff. So historically, the left has believed the way to resolve this issue where, okay, you're going to avoid a group, this will lead to discrimination. The pillar of the left that allows them to think that way is that they believe black people are entitled to white presence. And that is something super important. We said 4 or 5 years ago, we pushed on this issue. Are black people entitled to white presence? Because that is the logic by which you must abide if you're going to force the children of white neighborhoods to be in the black neighborhoods, and the children of the black neighborhood to be in white neighborhoods. Because if you let the situation naturally evolve, you're going to get natural segregation by choice, by voluntary choice. You're going to have a couple of exceptions like Eminem, and they're going to end up being trailer park rappers, white rappers. But other than this, you're going to have resegregation happening naturally. It's like, it's anyone who lives in the real estate business understands this. There are all these code words. It's like, oh, is it a good school? And at this point, the anti-racists are even saying that the concept of a good school is racist. But see, it's all because when you avoid a group or when you avoid a bad school, you end up committing discrimination, even if you didn't intend it as such, even if it wasn't the word discrimination in your head. You end up discriminating, because what is discrimination? Discrimination is acting differently between A and B. If you decide to eat the O. Henry instead of the Kit Kat, you are discriminating against the Kit Kat. You are having a behavior, chewing on the Ho Henry, which you don't have on the Kit Kat. That is what discrimination is. And in fact, let's bring it even further. Discrimination is choice. Scott Adams. Discrimination is choice. If you marry one woman, you are discriminating against 3.5 billion other women that could have been your wife. You are saying, I will have my dick erect for this one woman, but not the 3.5 billion others. You are discriminating. Now, the solution to this problem, this issue, like, I don't want to be in a situation where someone ends up choosing a wife and be accused of discrimination. So what's the solution to this? It's to explain to the left that choice, that we are entitled to choice. And that even if you can build it as a case of discrimination, even if you can see it that way, you won't deprive me of the liberty of choice to choose where I live, choose where I go, choose who I marry. In other words, the word discrimination is to be completely abandoned, because it's all a series of choice. And the question is not whether you discriminate every day, every second. The question is, are you doing so within the parameters of the law that entitle you to your liberty of choice? Or are you doing so violently, in which case you're violating criminal law, in which case you should be in jail? That is so important, and we're still not there years after we started talking about this. Ali Mayer sends a super chat. He says, JF, quick follow-up. When in history did conquest become theft? Has conquest and territorial expansion always been theft? I don't care about this semantic issue. When I say Europeans stole North America from the Native Americans, what I mean is that the Native Americans were there and we took most of it from them. That's what I mean by theft. Now, you're going to find all sorts of semantic detours and problems, like theft generally refers to a conception of property first that pre-existed the theft, and it has to exist in a society that recognizes property, and international war and law don't have a concept of theft. They have a concept of colonialism. But I say theft not to engage in the semantic issue, but because we all understand what it means. The land was not ours, and then it became ours at the expense of some other group. That's theft, basically, by any standard. But it's like, oh, well, technically, you cannot own land in the European system because you didn't have status in the European system. Well, I don't care about all this. We all understand what I mean. Go away, says JF. No, JF. Scott is saying that he is discriminating against groupings of black people. If he sees five blacks walking down the road, he will cross to the other side. If he sees one black guy walking down the road, he will keep walking towards him. No, it's not what he's saying. And even if that was what he was saying, you would still have the problem that if you're discriminating against a grouping, you're discriminating against nothing else than the sum of a bunch of individuals. So this is what needs to be explained to Scott Adams. There is no distinction between discrimination and choice, and therefore, every time you choose, you discriminate from the leftist perspective because they want to deny you the right of choice. But when you do from a right-wing perspective, you do not discriminate, you just choose. The sum, basically the state of segregation that is observable in the current America basically has all been built through single individual choices. Basically, it's whites who can afford going to live in higher price neighborhood. This reinforces the whiteness of the neighborhood. This reinforces the value of the houses in the neighborhood. Meanwhile, these neighborhoods that are high criminality end up attracting people who can only afford living there and cannot afford living in the more peaceful environment, which resegregates the population according to their level of wealth. Speaker's Corner says, JF, can you play the unfathomably based video put out by, I don't know who that is, Bukele, I have no idea who that is. Is that some sort of, Bukele, I've never seen this. No, I don't think I know, so you're going to have to send me a link to it on Discord or on Twitter. So Scott Adams, I finally looked at his cartoons because I'm not interested in this kind of crap. It was such normie tier crap. It's so amazing to see a guy who was doing these little, safe for work jokes going full internet edgy commentator all of a sudden. Look at the kind of jokes. So I created an advisory council of people who have widely divergent views. As an advisory council of people with wildly divergent views ever accomplished anything? I asked them the same thing. Opinions were mixed. How do they ever agree on anything? They don't need to agree. I still make all of the decisions. Oh, you mean you are using them as cover for doing whatever you want to do? I was hoping it wasn't obvious. We can pretend it isn't. So, okay, There must be a crowd for this. I mean, it strikes right at the heart of the normie, and I can understand. I can understand that some people watch this. Read this. I don't know if watch is the right word here. Patrick Baseman on Twitter was saying you should have been canceled for your vaccine takes, but if you create a based and red pill Dilbert, we will support you anyway and you'll have more true fans than ever before. That is an interesting suggestion because Scott Adams, as part of the process of his cancellation, is promoting his locals.com website. He might very well go for slightly harsher cartoons. That would be interesting to see develop. And I have my theory about what is happening here. I said it is becoming clear that Scott Adams is doing a classic 1-2-3 gymnastic exercise here, also referred to as the zero shit given backward self-immolation. 1. Vaccine. 2. Race. Odds are that a major clash between Scott and the Jewish community is to be expected within 72 hours. 72 hours might be slightly a short window of time, but I believe this is where Scott Adams is headed. I believe that Scott Adams is on a path. He developed a program of self-cancellation and that we have only seen the beginning of it. We have seen two acts, and he's about to release the third one. And look at the evidence I have to justify this. He says on Twitter, has anyone else been canceled while literally no one disagreed with them? My critics don't disagree with my advice, seen in context. They are justifiably angry that it is rational. I am too. Wait until that realization sinks in toward the end of Act 3. And someone said to him, Scott still not understanding who is doing the canceling and why. And look at Scott Adams' answer, don't be so sure. Is Scott Adam currently noticing things? Is Scott Adams about to pull the greatest act of his self-cancellation? I think this is where we're headed. So I'll get to your super chat, Shrig Mamel, but I'm on an investigative path here, and I want to show my full case here. So I sent a message to Scott Adams. I said a couple of tips to Scott Adams so he can fully enjoy the canceling process. One, gather information about those most ardently calling for your canceling. Two, notice observable patterns. 3. Call for assistance to better interpret data. 4. Don't forget to have fun. That is my recommendation for Scott Adams. Don't forget to have fun. And I think that what he just said on Twitter is an indication that he's having a lot of fun, and that there is still much fun to come. Someone made a... I believe it's not from Scott Adams himself. I think it's some other guy, Luke McGarry, who made a Scott Adams-like cartoon, which says, my boring comic strip isn't as popular as it was in the 90s. Do you have any advice on how to make me relevant again, Cadbert? And Cadbert says, yes, become a full-blown racist. And he's holding a book that says, my wife left, now I'm far right. By Scott Adams. And Scott Adams shows up in a KKK atrial, and his boss says, you're fired. That is hilarious. Shrek Mamel sends $25. Thank you so much for the awesome donation. He says, hey, Jeff, do you have any advice for an ex-girlfriend that keeps on calling me and texting me from different phone numbers? It's very annoying. I've tried telling her on many occasions to leave me alone. No. let me tell you that there's nothing you can tell or that will make her back away. So if you're really not interested in her because you've evaluated that it wasn't in your interest to be with her, just ignore everything that comes from her. These girls, it's like they are addicted to your response. They are addicted. At some point, they get addicted to the idea of you telling them to stop calling. So never tell them to stop calling. Just ignore. Ignore, and eventually they're going to be thinking that you don't have your phone number anymore. You can check on your cell phone. Some people on the cell phone have the red option, which indicates to your correspondent that you have received and read the message. You certainly want to disable this. Or what you can do, if you don't know exactly where it's in the settings, you can never click on her SMS. So always leave them as unread. in your list. So she may get a sign from her phone that, oh my God, I sent this and it was never received. So then she would think, I need to move on. He changed phone number. Or the last solution is change your phone number, you know? It's always a good idea to change phone numbers. You know, a lot of people are attached to their phone number. My mother has her phone number from 1970 or whatever. But in the modern times, changing phone number is totally fine. You should do it at times. It will allow you to move on and to restart from scratch. And most of the time it's a good clearing of your own life. You know, there will be friends that you say bye-bye to in your head as you change phone number. And it depends. Some companies, it's very hard. Some companies, you go on the web and they will change your phone number on demand. So I don't know which companies you're with, but in any case, the absence of a response is the best stimuli that you can send her way. Speaker's Corner says, definitely don't rape her in retaliation. Exactly. That is absolutely fine advice, sir. It's good to have a good crowd here who knows, you know, the ins and outs of the female world. Raping her in retaliation would be a major breach of etiquette. The media is racist. Elon Musk slams coverage of Scott Adams' canceled Dilbert controversy. That is so amazing that we find Elon Musk as an ally in all of this. We are going toward a very adventurous future, let me tell you. It's going to be so nice to see what happens in the next 2 weeks, because here we have a very powerful man siding with a very known artist. And they're saying, hey, there's a, like, Sam Harris, people, this reminds me of Sam Harris. Sam Harris was making the case back in the days that basically we should discriminate against Muslims. And I don't believe in this case, but I'm expressing it to just talk about it. Sam Harris was saying, basically, we should do pattern recognition. We should do noticing in our aviation industry. And it should be targeted at Muslims simply because there's just a higher chance that they are terrorists. And he was making the case that surveys among... to make the case that Islam was the mother lode of bad ideas, which I don't believe also, but that's what he was making as a case. He was saying, look at the surveys in the Muslim population, and you'll find that there is a lot of support for acts of terrorism against Americans. And this makes me think about this, because ultimately, what has been done toward the Muslim, which is to foment hate against America. Hate, which in my view is justified in some countries simply from the military intervention perspective. Like, if all I knew about America is it's those guys coming in military trails with tanks and taking over my cities, I would have a negative opinion of Americans. Well, that is what a lot of the Muslim world find itself in. But what's happening with the black population in America, judging white people and saying it's not okay to be white, or it's okay to be white is an extremist slogan. All of this has been inserted in their mind by the current mediatic state of hate against white people. Now we have a major cartoonist and a major owner of things like Elon Musk both saying that will not pass anymore. We're going to call it out. That is so beautiful to see. That's why 2023 is going to be spectacular. it's the comeback of rationality and of, hey, you know, whites are about to become a minority. We have our interests now, and we don't like being hated. And if there's an anti-hate group that should exist in America right now, it is the anti-white, the anti-white hate. How could we call it? I mean, it is the anti-hate institution for white people. That would be the one most justified anti-hate group in America at this point. Because white people are regularly spit on, they are regularly assaulted, harassed for being white, and the media is fully contributing to this radicalization, the leftist media. And I can't wait to see where that leads, because Scott Adams seems charged with, you know, it's the whole idea of an old man who has nothing, no shits to give. Nothing can happen to Scott Adams. Everything that he could have done that is important in life, he has already done. So basically, he is a decomposing pile of compost at this point. And he's like, you know what? I'm not done. I can still serve something, and it's going to be beautiful. He doesn't give a shit. I did the same as Scott Adams, but as a young man. And let me tell you, I've sacrificed much more than Scott Adams, because it's super easy to self-cancel at his age. So he's going to die. It doesn't change anything. I self-canceled very early in my life because I wanted to make exactly the kind of statement that today he's making. So respect to him. Keep it up and don't kneel and don't try to make too much of that normocentric, low level, oh, I'm a leftist, please forgive me, or you have to understand the context. Tell them to go fuck themselves. Way of the World says nationalists do not see, that's another thing. He has disavowed nationalist, and on this interview that he did with Atep Jesus, so I disavow nationalist, I disavow this, I disavow that. Scott, you're old and you have nothing to lose. I disavow no one. I disavow no one. Because what is disavowing? Disavowing is something that they try to insert a fallacy into you when they ask you to disavow things. The fallacy of, oh, well, if you agree with these people, then you're kind of in a guilt of association circle type of thing. You share some of the responsibility for everything. That's all fallacious. It's all fallacious. So anyone who asks you to disavow, the answer, the proper answer is, fuck you. I won't commit the fallacies that you commit. Silver Spider says, JF threw away his career stocking milk on the supermarket shelf. Yes, sir. I remember lifting the 5 liters pockets of milk. Poo, poo, poo. Rotation, rotation. Push the cart, rotation. Ah, oh, that was fun. Hundreds of newspaper dropped the Dilbert comic strip after a racist tirade from creator Scott Adams. Covered on CNN. I don't know what's happening with my browser. It's kind of longer to switch. Keith Oberman says, bye, Felicia. Looks like Scott Adams got fired from approximately 306 American newspapers, including USA Today and a quarter of the top 100 locals. Beautiful. I love seeing people burn down stuff that should be burned. He will be much freer. He will be much more in a position to change the world with what he's doing now than with his ridiculous... I mean, no offense, Scott, but your fucking ridiculous comic strip. Dead Star says, I realized at a very young age that a huge portion of blacks see me as some sort of alien. Exactly. And unfortunately, in the self-flagellation culture of white people, this is seen as kind of cool, you know? It's like the white woman who's trying to fit in with blacks and, oh yeah, I want to understand your perspective. And she gets shut down. She gets insulted. It's kind of, oh, yeah, I was kind of looking for it, you know. It was not my place to ask about their culture. And so there's this whole process in the left mentality of self-flagellation where, oh, you should want to be open. But when that open door is shut by them, you should also see it as you being the guilty entity there. I didn't check enough of my white privilege before speaking. Sorry. Dino Rogovic says, being canceled is the new thing. The new in thing. Be cool, people. That is what it is. And this is what's so fascinating with the failure of the left today that we can see. Is that you guys have been so... You guys have been so disgusting in your cancel culture process that you've turned racism into an internet live-action role-playing game. And people are laughing their fucking ass off, just violating your little rules just to demonstrate they have balls. We took your system of hate against us. We took your violations of our liberty, and we made a game out of just a game that ultimately is the ultimate balance for waiting our own balls to show you we didn't give a shit. And Scott Adams, that's what he's doing right now. He's putting his balls on the scale and he's saying, come at me, bro. Micronova says we must secure the existence of the truth and a future for our children. Thank you so much for the donation. Indeed, we must. Cloud Warmer says, JF, from a societal perspective, what role, in your opinion, does interracial porn play in fetishism of outgroup interactions that would otherwise not be that commonplace? I've seen the hate directed at interracial porn. I don't think it has a major sociological effect, let me tell you. You know, because I look at the dating patterns, it's still the case that a high-class female white person doesn't go for dating black people. And black people date within the black category preferably, and Asians date within the Asian category preferably. So at the decision level for marriage and coupling and dating, I don't think it has much impact. Now, your question is more, does it create a social narrative in which perhaps... In which the white population sees themselves as kind of inferior or kind of less masculine. Perhaps it does. Perhaps it does. But I think that at this point we are in almost a Marxist analytic type of interpretation, and that ultimately it probably has less impact than you would think. That is my view. It doesn't have much impact. But do I have data to, other than the dating data, which indicates whatever impact it has, it must be in the psyche, but not in the decision-making part of the brain. So I don't think it's dramatic. It can exist. Just let it exist. And I understand that there are people who are critiques of culture, and they will look at this and be critical of it. That's totally fine also. I mean, we can inform people about the dangers of the narratives being presented to us. Let's be our own Anita Sarkeesian in a way. But I don't think it's a huge societal problem, you know. Doubting Thomas says, JF, not sure who disavowing nationalist is going to curry favor with at this point. You're not sure? Elon Musk was saying today, having a bit of an AI existential angst, I said, don't worry about all AI, Elon. Worry about the kind of AI that modifies our genes. This is the only kind of AI that will end all of us. We have to get Elon Musk to read and accept the revolutionary phenotype. That may be the easiest target at this point. Elon Musk has shown extreme concerns about this. All he has to understand is there is a major difference between AIs in general and that kind of AI that creates a phenotypic revolution. Polish media accidentally showed Zelensky's double. Let's see if we can get it on video here. What are these windows opening? Whoa. So somehow I cannot put this Twitter video in full screen. How has Twitter video abandoned the concept of a full screen? Well, anyways. So we see there's a body double of Zelensky. I don't know which one is the body double, which one is the real. But there's clearly a guy who's made to look like Zelensky, or perhaps that's Zelensky, and this is the guy looking like Zelensky. And they've accidentally shown him on Polish TV. That is so interesting, because a lot of these things, you have conspiracy theories. You have conspiracy theories, you know, talking about that possibility, but I've never seen a video that appears to be real. Speaker's Corner says that tweet is BS. Well, how? Well, people say this is his bodyguard, Maxim. I mean, he looks very much like him. So is there a function for making him look the same? Perhaps that's a way for the bodyguard to attract, to bait in possible targeting of Zelensky. Mikronova says, oh yeah, body doubles are a thing for protection of high-level VIPs. Speaker's Corner says he is nowhere near a look-alike. Well, from far like this, I mean, it looks like he's a perfect copy, personally. Cloud Warmer says, JF, apologies if you've covered this recently and I missed it. Molyneux would always talk about return to the mean when it came to the IQ of people's children. Can you briefly explain what that would mean and does it actually happen? What is the purpose for this? Well, the idea... There are two ideas, and I talked about these things a lot in 2017, 2018, but I've not talked about it very much since then. And I want people to distinguish between two things. There is a purely statistical phenomenon of return to the mean. And that purely statistical phenomenon goes as follows. Imagine that most people are this high. It's very rare to be this high. It's very rare to be this high. But most people gather in the middle, okay? Now imagine you're this high. You're one of the rare persons who's very, very high. There's a statistical effect that when you look around you, everyone will be smaller than you. And in fact, when you look at your own children, they will be smaller than you. Because you are a statistical anomaly to begin with. So there's this effect that is purely statistical, that if you are an exceptional observation in and of yourself, all of the normal observations look smaller than you or higher than you if you're at the bottom. So that should be true for IQ. The simple fact that if you happen to be a genius, it's very likely that anyone you look at is less intelligent than you, and that includes your children. Now, there is a second thing that is more genetically related and more biologically caused, which is suppose that the contribution of genes to IQ is very high. I think that the evidence shows this plenty. So take for granted that genes cause IQ very much, if not all of it, a large part of it. But you are the sum of the genetic contributions as well as the nonlinear genetic interactions between the genes of your mother and the genes of your father. And presumably, attaining a very high IQ, being a very high IQ genius, like 140 IQ, requires more than one gene. It's like a combination of, it's an alignment of stars, you know? So you need many genes that will sum up or non-linearly interact toward making you high IQ. As you make babies, because you give only 50% of your genes to your children, and the child gets 50% of their genes from the mother or from your partner, from your male partner if you're a female, that means that any alignment of stars that you had as a statistical anomaly of very high IQ genius, any alignment of star will be messed up. Because it's like driving with a van through a house of cards. So you were a house of cards because you were so anomalic. You were so not normal. Any messing that you do of this will mess toward the mean. That is, your wife is not likely to be as much of a genius as you, and even if she was, it's not likely that the combination of genes that you will produce as 50% of hers and 50% of yours will have the same statistical anomaly or a similar one that keeps the IQ as high. In other words, whenever you are in a population that diverges toward extremes, if you are one of those extremes, you can only diverge back toward the middle. And that is the sum of two phenomena, one purely statistical, one in terms of sexual genetic reassortment, but they all, it's kind of a black hole. We're all headed toward the means of our population. That is the beauty of the return to the mean. Go away, says Jeff, my girlfriend, female, is 133 IQ, and I am 103 IQ. Will our baby be 118 IQ? That would suck because I'm only with her because I want genius children. Well, as Jordan Peterson was making this case back in the days, 2016 perhaps, he was saying, because you are higher than the average, both of you, you can take the mean. So the mean would send your baby to 118 IQ. Your baby is probably going to be less intelligent than 118 IQ, because you have to sum up your genetic contributions, her genetic contributions, but then the return to the mean, the breaking of the alignment of stars, the statistical fact that you're probably an anomaly on the high rather than an anomaly on the low. These facts will bring your averages, your combined averages with your wife, toward the mean of the population. Lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic, U.S. agency now says. Okay. We're in 2023. I started covering this in January 2020. It's been 3 years. I said those hypotheses 3 years ago. I looked for the facts. And the facts were already there. There are no new facts. What is it? They just watched my old BitChute archives? Or something happened? No, nothing happened. Just there was a change of mind and the population is now ready to hear it. they do not want peace, and so you need to be prepared for a horrific global war. I knew exactly what would happen when China unveiled their peace plan for the conflict in Ukraine. Okay, so yes, definitely. Definitely, the decision-making of the U.S. has been axed toward a very specific and clear direction. Maintain, keep this war going at all costs. We could stop this war immediately. Just stop talking to Zelensky, stop supporting his side. The war is over. Disgraced CRISPR baby scientist, publicity stunt, first-rate researcher. Of course, that was Dr. He in 2018. But apparently he's now out of jail and back to work. Gene-edited babies, Chinese doctor confronted by scientific community. The CCP pretended to punish him, but after 3 years of jail, with CCP's support, he has a new lab in Beijing for gene editing in human. That is why we need to understand the danger of genetic editing is not that your daughter will have the coof, or that your gene-edited son will suffer from a broken ankle. The danger of gene editing is the eradication of humanity as it stands and the complete destruction of everything that we have as a civilization, that we are as a civilizational species, technological species, and intelligent and creative species. That is why we must oppose gene editing. Meanwhile, Rudy Harrelson makes a joke around the drug cartels that forced vaccines on us, on SNL. People are like, oh, based! He's just saying, I had a dream, and I had a movie, a proposal, and it's that the biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs. That was, of course, a reference to the vaccine. But if the left is not willing to hear this yet in 2023, you need some fixing there. Cloud Warmer says, Pierre Boulle's classic Planet of the Apes, remade in 2024 as Planet of the... I won't read that word. Starring Jean-François Gariepy as a time-traveling astronaut who crashes on Earth. He discovers to his bewilderment that the planet is ruled by boomers and normies. That would be a nightmare. But isn't that the world we live in? Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, are you aware of people capable of super recognition? Less than 1% capable of this trait. I don't know if it's under this term, but I know that there are some autistic people who can photographically, like you take them on an helicopter and the guy had redrawn basically all of the streets of New York just by visual memory. It's like he had a screenshot of New York in his head. And finally, last news item before we close the show, anti-asylum protest passes off peacefully. Mark Collett was posting this on his Telegram because it's hilarious to see the BBC. It's like, oh, well, no violence has happened at this particular far-right rally. It's like Mark Collett was proud because it's patriotic alternative, and they basically were so clean and so non-violent and so just expressing their political views that even the BBC has to be like, oh, well, nothing happened. Nothing happened at this particular protest. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being with me. Much respect to Scott Adams. I will follow him, and I'm excited about what's to come. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you.